The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you did not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Please be seated. What a week this has been. Even though we are not Roman Catholic, though some of us are former Roman Catholics, myself included, we can't be helped but be pulled into the discussion of the new Pope. Pope Leo XIV, the first North American pope. I had to get that right. I was corrected last night. Very few saw that coming. There has been many voices this week about what kind of a pope Pope Leo XIV will be. In our culture, we are bombarded by voices, aren't we? They come at us from all sides. In the news, our places of work, teachers, preachers, friends, and our families. And this is Mother's Day, and so many of us will either remember our mother's voice or are still hearing it. They don't get ever out of our heads, do they? As important as other voices may be in our lives, and some not so important, one voice needs to stand out. Jesus says to us today, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me." I want that to be true. I want it to be true for you and for me. I want to hear Jesus's voice and that we always follow him. But I'm not always sure that we do that. After all, we live in a very noisy world these days, a world filled with all kinds of different voices, all competing for our attention. And it seems difficult in the midst of all of this noise to hear the voice of our shepherd, doesn't it? You and I have heard a number of voices this week, to be sure, all competing for our attention. And some of these voices are incredibly good at convincing us to pay attention to them. Like, they create ads geared just towards us. They convince us that we need whatever they are selling to be safe, to be popular, to be successful, to lose weight, or to simply feel better. Modern technology and social media have ways that companies know us better than they ever have before, and they use that information to convince us that we need whatever they have to sell us. Have you ever experienced this? You're talking to someone and your phone's kind of sitting off to the side, and you say you're thinking about buying something like healthy dog food. Okay? That's been a discussion in our household for a couple weeks now. And I went on to Facebook, and lo and behold, an ad popped up for Farmer's dog food. I never Googled Farmer's dog food, but there it was on Facebook trying to sell me all the wares of Farmer's dog food. I'm sure it's good. I'm not dodging it. And I just gave them a plug, so there you go. Yes, our phones and other devices are listening to us. They hear our voices, and then they try to sell us stuff. They know us, and all too often, we hear that voice and we follow them. But they are often false shepherds, making promises they can't keep. There is only one true shepherd, and we are all his sheep. And today we are reminded to listen to his voice, because at the end of the day, there is only one voice we can trust, only one voice that truly matters to our soul. And that voice of the shepherd, the voice of our Savior, Jesus Christ. So why don't we always hear that voice? And how might we hear it more effectively? I want to put aside the competing voices that we hear all around us. Instead, I want to focus on what we hear in Scripture. Why we don't always hear Jesus' voice as well as we should. The first reason why we sometimes miss hearing Jesus' voice is that he is not saying what we expect. That was true for the Jewish leaders in today's gospel reading. They were right there, listening to Jesus in the flesh, but they didn't really hear him because he was not saying what they expected to hear. They expected the Messiah to act differently. They thought he'd be like King David and lead them into battle to overthrow Rome. Jesus was different. He had no army. He healed people. He associated with outcasts of the Jewish society. Jesus didn't say or do what they expected. And so they didn't really hear him. It's challenging these days to listen to anyone or anything with an open mind, isn't it? As soon as anyone begins to speak to us on social media or even in person, we are listening for their agenda or the evidence of how they view the world. Maybe it's different than how we view the world. Are we making up our mind about what they are saying even before they finish saying it? That's the nature of the world we live in today, and it's sad. And this is why it's so much more important to listen to Jesus with an open mind and an open heart. Not to listen for what we expect him to say, but to simply listen. Let our minds be changed. Let our hearts be changed. Put aside all the voices of the world and listen to a loving voice of our good shepherd. The second reason we don't listen to Jesus is we are sometimes too ashamed to listen. Our sin and our guilt cause us to feel unworthy of Jesus speaking to us. So we fail to hear him. Last week we saw this in the Apostle Peter, guilty over denying Jesus three times when Jesus is faced with his trial. Peter needed to be restored and forgiven by Jesus before Peter can once again begin listening to Jesus and doing what Jesus tells him to do. This can happen to us too. Our sin can cause us to feel ashamed, and we are tempted to hide ourselves from God so that we can miss hearing his voice calling to us. I've talked to people, and maybe you have too, who won't come to church until they get their act right or get it together. And I have been there myself, so I know it's real in our culture. And then there are others who won't come to church until the church gets its act together. That's probably more of those. But church, as Martin Luther reminds us, is not a hotel for saints, but a hospital for sinners. There's a third reason why we sometimes miss hearing Jesus' voice. Sometimes he is saying something to us we don't want to hear. Do you remember the story of Jonah and the whale? Scripture tells us that now a word of the Lord came to Jonah, saying, "Go at once to Nineveh." But Jonah set out to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Well, that didn't work out too well for Jonah. And then there was the rich young ruler who came to Jesus and wanted to inherit eternal life. And Jesus told him to sell all that he had and give to the poor and then come and follow him. That's not what that rich young ruler wanted to hear. He was so shocked by what Jesus said to him, he went away grieving, for he had many possessions. Over and over in Scripture, we hear of people like Jonah and a rich young ruler who did not want to listen to God initially because they didn't like what they were hearing. That can happen to us too. We don't really want to go where the shepherd is calling us to go, or to do what the shepherd is calling us to do. So we give up listening to the shepherd. When I received my call to priesthood, I knew how Jonah felt. I wanted to do anything but be a priest. Well, look how that turned out. I didn't have to spend 3 days in the belly of the whale, but In order to listen to God, sometimes we need to have something happen in our lives that focuses us to listen. If you remember our readings from last week, Saul, who became Paul, was struck down blind on the road to Damascus. Most of us don't find ourselves in the belly of a whale or struck blind. But God will speak to us through life events if we listen. C.S. Lewis said it this way: God whispers to us in our pleasures, speaks in our consciences, but shouts in our pain, and in his megaphone to rouse the deaf world. Sometimes a megaphone is the only way we hear our shepherd. Let this, like a shepherd in search of a lost sheep, Jesus looks for us and doesn't stop until he finds us. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. We can and we do ignore this voice, but still the voice persists. And often we find ourselves restless and unsettled until we hear and respond to his voice and follow him. We have heard his voice enough to know and believe that our lives are not complete until we respond to the voice of the shepherd, until we allow that voice to lead us through our days here on earth and finally to lead us home. Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they will never perish." Why does Jesus call us sheep rather than followers or disciples? It's important Because the people that first heard these words from Jesus would have pictured shepherds and their sheep in that day. Those that listened to Jesus that day would have known that shepherds would often gather together with their sheep at various times of the day. A bunch of shepherds all together with lots and lots of sheep, probably at a watering hole. The shepherds would be catching up on events, and the sheep would get a drink. It was noisy and chaotic, to say the least. You ever been around a lot of sheep? They're not quiet. But at the end of the day, the shepherds would call their sheep, and the sheep would follow their own shepherd to a safe place to sleep. This is so important for us to understand this passage. In the midst of all the chaos and all those competing voices, the shepherd will hear their shepherd's voice. The sheep will hear their shepherd's voice, recognize it, and follow just him. You and I hear many different voices in our lives, voices competing for our attention. But at the end of the day, Jesus seems to be saying to us, it is only the voice of the shepherd that can lead us home, that can lead us to safety. It is the voice of the shepherd that has called us to this place. It is the voice of the shepherd that calls us to follow him. Today we are invited to listen again to the voice of the shepherd, to hear his voice, to open the door and follow him, and in so doing to discover once again there is nothing else that we shall want when the Lord is our shepherd. For his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.